بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيزده اشعار وعارف بالله عزتي اقدس عزت معنا شاحكي محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. التايتل از يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. یہ دعائے حرم لذت ملتزم ہو عطا سب کو یہ نعمت مغتنم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. اے خدا ہے فقط آپ کا کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آ گیا سامنے روزے محترم جس کی زیارت کو عرب ترستے تھے ہم. آ گیا سامنے روزے محترم جس کی زیارت کو عرب ترستے تھے ہم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم مومن ہے ہم. رحمت دو جہاں کا ہے فیض اتم جن کے صدقے میں مسلم مومن ہے ہم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو برے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم. ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں تن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم. ہے سلاطین عالم بھی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے ہیں گدائے حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو در محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم. میرے مالک افضل کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال جید حرم. میرے مالک افضل کی سن لے دعا ہو مقدر میں ہر سال جید حرم. میری نظروں میں تم ہو در محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Shaykh, which reminds us of the Haramain Sharifain, and may our hearts always be connected there, and for that we can check ourselves at least once a day, are we making dua for the Haramain, and also for Baytul Muqaddas. If we are not making dua, it shows that our hearts are not connected. So we should see that daily, at least once. It should be more often, but at least once we should make dua for our center, which is our marakis. We should be making dua for the protection of those places. Today, a lot of people have got very bad intentions with regard to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. It was always in Baytul Muqaddas, we know what is happening. So are we even just making dua? If we are not making dua for Baytul Muqaddas also, it shows we've got no feeling for these places. And that's a very weak sign of our iman. So we should be trying, we should make regularly dua. If somebody of ours is ill, how much dua we make? We hear somebody, whatever problem, Allah save us all. But then we make dua. But also, unfortunately, I was thinking quite a while to bring this point that we all can pay attention to it. Allah give us all tawfiq. Usually when somebody gives us news, somebody has passed away. It's just news. Very few of us even read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Rajiun, when in fact we should be making dua for the person. Read three times Qul Huwa Allah. So easy it is. Or even easier, just read one short durood, just make istighfar, and read third kalima, anything, and pass the sawabs to the marhum. When I mention to somebody, then they ask that, can you pass sawab when the ghusl is still not done? You can pass sawab. We're looking for excuses. What excuses we look for also? That we have to wait till the ghusl is done. As somebody said very nicely, that some people, they have a fatiha on the third day, tija. So for 3 days they're leaving the poor or dear person to be punished. Then on the third day we'll come and take you out on bail. If somebody is in jail, Allah save us all, you try and take him out as soon as possible on bail, whatever. You don't wait for 3 days, let him suffer there, and then you go and take him out. So as soon as we hear of somebody who's passing away, read Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. And as Hazrat has taught us so beautifully in the kitab, or there we should also read Allahumma ajirna fi musibatina. Oh Allah, protect us. Give us your protection in this musibat, this taklif of ours. وَخْلُفْنَا خَيْرًا مِنْهَا. And give us something more better in return. And for that Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. For such people, Allah's salawat. Salawat, salat is durood. And that is the special rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, which is for Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, for the Anbiya Ali Salatu Wasalam. So for those people who read on any difficulty, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, but we don't read the complete. After that we should read Allahumma ajirna fi musibatina wa khlufna khayran minha. For then Aulaika alim salawatu mi rabbihim wa rahma. Similarly, when somebody tells us somebody is sick, is just information. For that reason also, just to listen to news or to follow news just for information, it's useless. We see something, they pass some bad law, we make dua that, oh Allah, repeal this law, this inhuman law which they have made. If it is for that reason, then it's all right. That we, for something good, but just for the sake of following news, just for this, somebody tells you somebody is ill, oh, that's all. Or we say, at the most we might say, may Allah give him shifa. But it doesn't touch us, not a bit also. And what serious things we hear, but it doesn't touch us. Somebody met up with an accident. Also, at such times, we should also read the dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi aafani mimma abtalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdeela. That, oh Allah, you saved us, then you grant it as goodness above. So then according to the hadith, a person who reads a dua, that difficulty will never come to him. But we unfortunately don't do it. May Allah give us a tawfiq, inshallah. So yeah, this beautiful poem of our Shaykh, Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, oh the mountains of the Haram. A person who has lived with those mountains, they're not the mountains of Kashmir or the mountains of Switzerland or the mountains of the Garden Route or the Eastern Transvaal. They are just dry rock. That's all. But what value, like the Kaaba Sharif, outwardly, what attraction is there? Really, outwardly, there's no real attraction, but it attracts the world. The whole world, all types of people, young and old, white and black, man and woman, learned and those who are not learned, rich and poor, everyone, how it attracts the people. So this water, that magnet which Allah has put in there. Somebody told us on the strip that the Kaaba Sharif, this comes in the hadith also, just looking at the Kaaba is also ibadat. And he said that some, there are those buzurgs whose tarbiyat get completely done by the Kaaba Sharif. Because Allah Ta'ala's tajalli and noor descends on the Kaaba Sharif. So if a person looks at it with that nazar, and he just looks at the Kaaba with that, that noor and tajalli penetrates his heart. And that will make his islah and his tazkiyah. Just looking at the Kaaba Sharif. After all, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, making tawaf has got the most reward, and then making namaz there, and then just sitting and looking at the Kaaba. That also, so there must be a reason for that also. Just like, just looking at the Quran Sharif is also a great ibadat, with respect and honor, because the Quran Sharif also makes a person's tazkiyah very greatly, and just by looking also. And that instance is famous of that old lady who did not know how to read Quran Sharif, but she passed a finger on every ayat and said, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi, these are the words of my Rabb, these are the words of my Rabb. On that her najat was made, and she got high stages just on that. So may Allah give us also that to revere and honor all the symbols of Islam. The Kaaba Sharif, Rauza-e Mubarak, just to look at Rauza-e Mubarak, etc. So these mountains also, and we can imagine our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's stages, that when he has so much love for the mountains that he wrote a poem on those mountains of the Haram. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bare muhtaram. In my eyes you are very greatly respected and honored. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. Ye dua-e Haram. Lazzate multazam, these duas of the Haram, what great value they have got. When you are sitting there making tawaf, the duas, Allahumma inna hadhal bayt baytuk, wal haram haramuk, wal amnu amnuk, wa hadha maqamul a'idhi bika minan nar. Allahumma dhillini tahta dhill arshik, yawma la dhilla illa dhilluk. ولا باقي الا وجهك واسقني من حوض نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شربه هنيئه لا اظمع بعده ابدا. How many duas? اللهم اني اسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه. As we passing Rukni Yamani, then ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنه مع المتقين مع الابرار برحمتك يا عزيز يا غفار. And how many other people are reading it? And Allah's rahmat is coming down, inshaAllah. Allah's mercy is so great, we'll be included in. Or if our dua is not accepted, somebody else's dua. And that is one great benefit of reading namaz with jamaat, whereas it's wajib also. But one person's dua, namaz Allah accepts, Allah will accept everyone's dua. Allah's matters are not like our matters. We buy a box of tomatoes. We know one tomato is rotten. We return the whole box. But Allah Ta'ala, if the whole box of tomatoes are rotten, one good tomato, Allah accepts the whole box. As our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali taught us, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Ali said, Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. That Allah is bought from what? From the mu'mineen. Amwalahum, their wealth. And our wealth is polluted so much, but still you give in the path of Allah, Allah accepted it. And our nafs is ammara, it's dirty, it's filthy. So Allah accepted something which is full of fault, and gave us in return Jannat, which has no fault in it. Where can you find somebody like that? Yeah. Kya hai raa wa akhari? Ghalibi bar jaziba e mushtari. That, oh Allah, in an auction, people bid one another out. You are the one who will bid out everyone. Ghalibi, you are the most powerful. Ghalibi bi mushtari. Bar jaziba e mushtari. Shayadar darmandaga ra wa akhari. Oh my buyer, perhaps you will buy the worst one out. Which example Hazrat gives, Rahmatullah Ali, like the person selling his fruit and vegetable on the street corner. The whole day he sold the first class, what good things he had. Now what is left? All the fruit which is little gone off, bananas which are overripe, all that. And now one customer comes and he says, I'll buy this for you. And how much you made the whole day? I'll give you double that amount. 10 times that amount. Allah is like that. And so we should have great hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so this du'as of the haram, they are very, very valuable. And our good friend Maulana Yunus Daya, Damat Barakatuh, says, in Medina Sharif, I don't make no dua. All my duas are asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make dua for me. Because 100% Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is alive and accedes to our request. What the salam that we read also, in that also we are asking Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, أَسْأَلُكَ الشَّفَاعَةَ وَتَوَسَّلُ بِكَ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي أَنْ أَمْرَ فِي أَنْ أَحْيَى مُسْلِمًا مُؤْمِنًا وَأَنْ أَمُوتَ مُسْلِمًا مُؤْمِنًا عَلَى مِلَّتِكَ وَعَلَى كَلِمَتِكَ. So we are asking duas from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when we are there in Medina Sharif, leave the du'as to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make for us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So what a great place Allah has given us, and the mountains which are so valuable. Then what to say about the Mataf, and what to say about Safa Marwa. And with Safa Marwa also, some of us get tired, but it's also an occasion of du'a. And also just little bit my experience, it doesn't apply to everyone. But since now due to Whatever laziness, old age or ill health or whatever, making on the wheelchair, the umrah, at least we do that. So I find more enjoyment. Whereas actually it should be the other way around. But when you are making tawaf, you are watching this person, a lady coming in front of you. Now you have to go that side. Wheelchair, you got nothing to concentrate on. Only on your duas. But doesn't mean any young person also says, I'll go on a wheelchair. No, the tawaf of going walking. And then all the other tawafs, try and make as much as we can and make it walking, etc. But like this, it relieves a person. Now you got no worry of bumping this one, bumping that one, or this or that or anything. You can concentrate much more better on your duas. And I don't know, Allah knows, Allah make maaf if it is wrong. But the enjoyment you get in there, what I got in that tawaf, was more than, especially with these big crowds and the big rounds, etc. But again, our namaz also, don't look at that old person's namaz and imitate his namaz. Unless, mashallah, Allah has given him that courage to make it according to sunnah even in old age. Otherwise, when legs are paining, back is paining, they take support on the ground, etc., which is not right for a young person. Then we should do it properly according to sunnah. But if we have got these handicaps, then you do it that way. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the enjoyment of the du'as of the haram. Lazzat-e-multazam. And multazam, when you put your chest against the Kaaba and you hold the ghilaf and you are there, you are right, so to say, at the very for doorstep of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has put you there because He wants to give you, that's why He has called you there. And all the time you were saying, Labbaik, Labbaik, but as your first eye falls on the Hajar Aswad, your Labbaik stops. But now you get an opportunity at Multazam, then pour your heart out. Eh? So you get your place there and pour your heart out. And also we shouldn't be so weak that now the crowds are so big. But how did those people get there? Eh? For them, the crowds, there was no crowd when they got there. If you work your way in slowly, you get there. And then you go forward, you will get an opportunity. May Allah give us that. And then pour out the heart. And also all this is really, when a person is still young, he's got health, he's got stamina, he's got vigor. When you become old, that's right, the ibadat of the old age, you don't have that what you have in the young age. But then there is different type of ibadah. Hazrat Maulana Qamar al-Zama Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, his wife just passed away a week or two ago. He said that, I just mentioned this, so I would like to ask who made dua for her. Eh, we just mentioned it. Ji, mashallah, mashallah, mashallah. So we should make dua when we get the news of somebody. Just in front, Allahumma aghfirla, oh Allah, forgive her. Give her peace in her qabr. Give her sabr to the family that is staying behind. We should make some dua, even if it is just in the heart. But nowadays, it's better to make it a little bit, move the lips. Otherwise, everyone says they made it in the heart. So anyway, whatever. Ji. Ji, Maulana Qamar al-Zama Sahib Rahmatul Adamat Barakatum said, when you get old and you can't make the ibadat of your youth, now use the ibadat of niyat and intention. Now make intentions, according to intentions you get sawab. And as we mentioned, that when we make our namaz, make this niyat to, and say to Allah, I'm going to try my best to perform a perfect, kamil and mukammal namaz. On your niyat, you got your sawab already. When you wake up in the morning, make that niyat. That five times namaz today until I live, I'm going to make all my namazes and with full concentration and devotion. You get your sawab. Every day you're making the niyat. Every day you're getting your sawab. So by intention we can get that sawab. So anyway, at the multazam, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Hu ata sabko ye ni'mate mughtanam. May Allah grant this very precious and valuable ni'mat to each and every one. That is also one dua we should make regularly when we are in Haramain Sharifain also, that bring every ummati, bring everyone to make tawaf here, to come to Rauza e Mubarak as we enjoy it. And that is one of the signs of a good and true mu'min. He desires for his brothers what he desires for himself. We make dua that, Ya Allah, let me come back next year. We even write the ayat where we can. Kaunsi ayat? Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Qur'an al-raduka ila ma'ad. Now, inshallah, by the amal of that, it's not sunnat, but it's amal buzur safyon, Allah will take you again the next time. So, and also we make this dua when we are leaving Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma la taj'al hadha akhir al-ahd bi nabiyika wa masjidihi warzuqna al-aud ba'd al-aud al-marra ba'd al-marra. So we make that dua also, say it in our language, that to Allah, let me return over and over again. So in the same way, we should make dua also, and that will be a very great ibadah, that dua. Oh Allah, bring every Muslim, let him also see your house, let him also make tawaf, and especially those who are keen and desirous. Other people are not unmindful, but we should make dua for everyone. And also make dua for the jinn also. All the jinn Muslims must also come. We'll get sawab according to that. And only Allah know the numbers of Muslims. What sawabs we cannot imagine just by intention and dua. Ey khuda hai faqat aapka ye karam. This is only your kindness, O Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawaf haram. That all of us who are making the tawaf of the haram, it's only your kindness. And also, it's not really that right also that we desire and we want, there must be just few people. And we know what that crowd. Allah enjoys that, the bigger the crowd, Allah enjoys it more. So like that, we should also, we have our little people are pushing and whatever, but mashallah, that is also one of the main things there. And also we shouldn't think that in the past there were very few people, so it was easy to make tawaf. As one of our good friends pointed out, that right at the beginning, the mataf was only till Maqami Ibrahim. And in the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, when they made tawaf, 124,000 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum accompanied Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then all other people who came, who became also Sahaba, they saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the number is much more greater. So in that little place, it was a huge crowd also. And so, always the crowd also, yeah, suna ke tere dar par tere mehmano ka hujum hoga. We have heard that, oh Allah, at your doorstep, at your house, there is going to be a great crowd of your visitors. Agar ijazat ho, main bhi unme shamil ho jaun. If there is permission, oh Allah, let me also join them. And when we see the whole mataf is full, how many thousands of people? Would there won't be place for one more. When you get in, you see there's a lot of place. We get frightened from outside. But get in and we'll see how that place there is. Also, Hadrat Rahmatullah Ali taught us this poem that when we are making tawaf, we are at Rauza Mubarak, we should say, Ye tawaf tere ghar ka e me rab. Oh Allah, this tawaf of your house, me jaag raha hoon ya rab ya khab dekh raha hoon. Am I awake by Allah or am I seeing a dream? Yeah, me, I know how rotten, filthy I am. You brought me here and at the same time I have hope of Jannat also. That when Allah took us to His park house and then He will take us inshallah to Jannat also. When He took us to Rauza Mubarak and whenever we had the opportunity or we have the opportunity to go in Riyadh, Rawdatul Jannah, Riyadhul Jannah, then Allah took us in Jannat already. On the very true words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma bayna qabri wa rawdati wa mimbari rawdatu min riyadil jannah. It's a garden of the gardens of Jannah. And there we should make dua that Ya Allah, as long as I live, give me an amal of Jannah. And when I die, enter me directly into Jannah. So Allah has given us these, what great honorable places, mashallah. Aagaya now from Medina Sharif, from Makkah Sharif, Hazrat is taking us to Medina Sharif. Aagaya samne Rauza-e Muhtaram. Now suddenly we see Rauza-e Mubarak. And today when you come from the airport side, or from by road also, the way they have planned it, from far you see the minarets. The road goes straight to Masjid-e Nabawi and from far you see the minarets. As you come closer, you see the Rauza-e Mubarak also. Jiski ziyarat ko ya rab taraste the ham. That which we wanted and we desired so long, especially the person who goes the first time for his first Hajj. And that person who, like it was famous, that in Cape Town, the Muslim women were washerwomen, they should wash clothes, very poor conditions in the past, and tiki tiki, 2.5 cents. Hardly today, not even that value, they should put aside for Hajj. And when they saved up that money, what feeling you go now. And with that all halal money and with that and the desire that your whole life you were saying, Iyaka na'bud, when you're making niyat, oh Allah, facing the Kaaba, facing Qibla. Now Allah remove the mountains, remove the seas, remove the oceans, remove the lands. Now Kaaba is right in front of you. And when you touch the Kaaba, multazam, then what to say? So Allah has brought that. Now in front of us, the Rauza-e Mubarak, which we also desiring. And Allah give us all tawfiq. When we read Durood Sharif also, we should try and sit with adab and respect. Though we're not at the Rauza, but we should think I'm sitting at the Rauza. And with that adab, may Allah give us tawfiq. And Allah give more tawfiq, sit towards Qibla, put itar on, and as though, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we are there in front of Rauza Mubarak, we are reading Durood Sharif, may Allah give us tawfiq, that they will have great value. Normally, unfortunately, we are reclining and we are reading. That's also all right. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihi. In all conditions, we should remember Allah, but even some durood with that utmost respect. Like our basic zikr, sit down, face towards Qibla, better, and make your zikr properly. But all the time make zikr, while you are driving also, walking, make zikr. But that little, make it proper. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Rahmat-e-do-jahan, kahe-fayz-e-hatam. This is the rahmat of the two worlds, the complete phase of it, the complete phase of it, jiske sadqe mein Muslim or mu'min hai hum, that Allah made us Muslim and mu'min. It is the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the poet says, kya nazar thi? What was the nazar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? On whom it fell and that person became a sahabi? Kya nazar thi? Ke jisne murda ko masiha kar diya. That those people who were dead, who had no value in their lives, who were idol worship, who had no character, the worst and filthiest habits they had, but that one nazar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not he didn't make them alive, he made them that they made others alive. Until today, with the efforts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, in all four directions, they went and they took the message of deen and they gave people life. As somebody said of one country, the people there, the local people, he says, I don't think these people can ever come right. So I told him, how did the Sahaba come? Before that, what was their condition? Worse than any condition that we can think of today. Worse than any country's any condition, but the correct effort, and in the short period of really 10 years, 23 years, but you can say real effort was on the 10 years, first 13 years was just mujahada, but in that it changed the world, not only those people, but it changed the world till the day of Qiyamah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says himself, his own story, the tears come to my eyes when I think when I went and I was burying my own daughter, and today Allah has made me Khalifatul Muslimin. So nobody should ever lose hope. As how nicely somebody has said, every saint has got a history behind him. And every sinner has got a future in front of him. And all what is required, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali says, make tawbah of the past and make azam, firm intention of the future, not to displease Allah anymore. Your work is done. And the ummah's work will be done if we all do that. Allah, Hazrat promises, he says, yaqeen ke saath kehta hoon. With complete conviction, I say, Allah will change the condition of the whole ummah of the world if we just do that. Make sincere tawbah, correct tawbah of the past, and a strong determination, which means tawbah, for the future that I won't commit sin. And perchance any guna gets committed, make tawbah from it, and Allah will change. So how those people changed. آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا. It is only, and we should say these words to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is only through your honor and your great sacrifices, you sacrificed your blood, the blood of Sayyidul Anbiya, that today ummat e muslima hai jo khairul ummat, that this ummat is the best of ummats. When Allama Abu Sayri rahmatullah alayhi says that when you are the king, the best of all the Anbiya, through the barakat of that, we have become the best of all ummats. And this ummat has got great, great virtues in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we didn't ask to be born in this ummat. How fortunate aren't we that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also in one hadith said that those brothers of mine that will come, they have got great value. Sahaba said, aren't we your brothers? They said, you are my sahaba. But those who didn't see me and bring iman on me, just that much, and those who try and follow the sunnahs, and those who try and spread the sunnahs and the lifestyle of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how dear won't they be to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. May Allah give us tawfiq to make that the mission of our lives. And Alhamdulillah, that is not reserved for the ulama only. Our one good doctor friend said in his surgery, the people come, women also come, men, and he explains to them various aspects. Tight fitting clothes, and they promise from today. They said, we're just following fashion. But from today we determine that I will not wear these clothes anymore. So wherever we are, we can also, and really we should make, whether it's my surgery, whether it's my shop, whether it's whatever, that we make it basically and predominantly a da'wat center. And whoever comes there, we give them da'wat. We should try, every doctor should try and then give da'wat also, every optician also, every dentist also, everyone, every shopkeeper also, and show akhlaq to the people. Good akhlaq. and try and give some charity also where we can, show good character also, and give da'wah also at the same time, then inshallah it will make great, great changes. And there are so many things which are so logical. There are some things which everyone won't understand, but there are so many things which are so clear for everyone to understand. And we'll do such a great favor on those people if we just mention that. Hey Salateen Alam bi Ihram. And on the occasion of Hajj, now Hazrat is taking us to Arafat, from Medina Sharif to Arafat, that the kings of the world also, presidents and prime ministers, and they come every year from all the different Muslim countries. They also, different countries, the kings come. Though they get a royal Hajj, it's a position, but they are also in Ihram. There is no, they are not excused from that. They also wear Ihram. Ban ke hazir huye hai gadai haram. They also like ordinary mendicants, ordinary people. And they also make tawaf of the Kaaba. They have to make their tawaf. And I didn't notice, I don't know, in Medina Sharif, they make special arrangements for them. They cordon off a place and then they make their namaz there. But tawaf, I didn't notice. I don't know if they make some facilities for them or they just have to make it with everyone else also. So it's not an easy thing. A people of that position and who have every ease and comfort, even just like that to make the tawaf or just to get to the haram of Medina also from outside also. Today the distances and that, it is also an effort, and for such people it is a greater effort. But how Allah Ta'ala made it that these people also are coming for Hajj, for Umrah, for Ziyarat. Mere Malik Akhtar ki sun le dua, oh my owner, my the one who has created me, who possesses me fully in every way. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah ali says Allah is malikul mulk, he is the king, he is the owner. He's not only the ruler, he's the owner of everything, not only in the world but the entire universe, not only human beings but every leaf, every end, whatever. Not only that, our thoughts also, Allah is the creator and owner of our thoughts. If we surrender to Allah, Allah will put good thoughts in our mind, and then we have got whatever project we want to do. Or there are challenges, everyone is facing challenges, all the time we are facing challenges. But if you have your connection with Allah and you have pleased Allah, for all those challenges Allah will put the right thoughts in your mind. And that's also not sufficient. For that right thoughts to work, you have a meeting, you have people, and they give their thoughts, but for the right thoughts to have the right effect on every person, that's also only in the hands of Allah. If we have that right connection with Allah Ta'ala, Allah will put the right planning for us in all our matters. And the effect in that planning, Allah will put that also in there. And then our work will be done. May Allah let us have this. So this dua, Hu muqaddar mein har saal deed haram. That, oh Allah, every year let me see the haram. And this dua of Hadrat also is so wise and intelligent and is looking so far ahead. Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, great allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi, when in old age, when it was difficult for him to make Hajj, and then he said, I don't know which times dua of mine got kabul, that Ya Allah bring me every year for Hajj. And now to go to Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah. Hadrat just said, just to see the haram. But today even Umrah has become like Hajj. Umrah also is not so easy. Before, Umrah was very easy, small Hajj. But now Umrah also has become a challenge. To go to Rauza-e Mubarak also, and especially now lately when they are cordoning off even in the main section of the masjid. Now even to come near the Rawdatul Jannah, etc., which times they open, etc., it's not so easy. So a person, all his du'as, he must think also, how he makes his du'as. If the du'a is accepted, there are so many people, then you'll go crawling also. And not only that, otherwise you will go and you'll inconvenience other people also. Whereas you can get the sawab of Umrah, complete Umrah by making your Ishraq namaz at home. You can get it. Of course, who wouldn't like to go? But also, there are mashallah those people who understand reality, and there are such people who haven't made their Faraz Hajj. just because you have to take a photo. Mm-hmm. That a haram thing, though it's a necessity, but it's not halal. You must, and all of us also, whatever photos we took, even for passport, ID, we must make tawbah of that. We can't help it, we have to take it, so make tawbah, inshallah. But don't, how many of us don't think of it? We just have our photo taken, and we don't even make tawbah of that. And so that is also one thing that we have to make tawbah. How many of us, when we are going to take photos for ID, for visa, for passport, we say just let us take more. So we are taking extra photos. So for that also we have to make tawbah. We don't know if we are going to love, and also very important for those of us, Allah make us conscious that when we take photos for ID and for a passport or something, it shouldn't be with a nice smiling face. In other way, actually, it should be with a grim face. That we don't like to take it, like I'm forced to do something. When you are forced to do something, you are not smiling it away. Eh? So that is also very important. Many women, their passport, ID, photos, how they smile and take it, etc. It's not correct. And that will go in whose hands it goes into. So all these things, and a person also, as we did mention, must think of his past life. But these things don't just register. As one good friend of ours explained, one person who was from one of the overseas countries, somebody told him to make money easy, just use a plastic gun and go to four-way crossings, etc., and just show your gun. And you must target the Indians, they are soft targets. You just show the gun and they leave the car with the keys inside. And for every car you bring into us, 8,000 rand. So he was taking 3-4 cars every day. But eventually the law caught up with him, and then still it didn't hit himself. When the court case and everything, and when the judge said 9 years jail sentence, then suddenly now it struck. So fortunate are those people that something hits you, and more fortunate than nothing hits you. Otherwise we don't think of our, like photos, many of us, we haven't thought of it as a guna. And we haven't made tawbah of it. And there are so many other things also. How we spoke to somebody. Many things also. And it's not jais to speak of one's gunas also. But there are many things we have done. The fortunate is that person who makes tawbah before maut. Otherwise when maut will come, and then all the gunas are recorded by Allah. 100% they are there. And then we will be asked, and we haven't made tawbah of so many gunas. So one is to make guna of yani blanket amnesty. Of all my gunas. But if Allah gives you somehow, or that consciousness just comes to you, and you think of all this, then inshallah it will put your tawadu in its place also. Your humility. And humility is not just in public and in front of your sheikh or somebody, but it is mostly at home. How you treat the human folk at home, how you treat your fellow members, how the father treats his children, etc. All this here, that will show where our humility is. This is a training starting point with the sheikh, etc. And putting his shoes right, etc. But the reality of it, if it has come into us, it will show there. How we treat our daughters-in-law, sons-in-law, how we treat them, how we treat other people, it will show there how much of humility we have got. So this is necessary. And we should make dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, and also on the other hand, don't ever forget the mercy of Allah. Otherwise we'll become too despondent, too depressed, that what things we have done, no hope for me. No, by Allah there is hope for everyone. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Ahmed Barakatu, explained this instance of a very, very evil woman who used to sell herself. When her dying time came, she started speaking Arabic. The house people didn't understand, what is she saying? So they called the Qarisa from the masjid and said, what is she saying? When he heard, clearly she was saying in pure Arabic. She knows no Arabic. She's a woman of India, and she's a far from deen, evil woman. Worst type of guna she was committing. But she was saying, Hazane, Rajulane, Yaqulane, Li. Just two men, proper Arabic grammar. They are telling me, Udkhulil Jannah. Enter into Jannah. So they asked, that Qari Sahib asked, what was her work? He said, you know also. Who doesn't know what her work was? Then why, on what basis? She said, one habit she had. Whenever Adhan used to go, she should tell everyone, Khamosh, keep quiet. On that Allah loved it. Respect of the Adhan. And today think of ourselves, hey, that people, good people we meet, everything at the time of Adhan, like Adhan is just, means nothing. Maulana Bayezid Pandur, Rahmatullah Ali, you should make many of his Jumas here. He should become very upset and angry. Once very angrily he told me, though we had a very good relationship, he said, I'm telling you also. And angrily he told me that when Adhan starts, stop your bayan, Juma time. Many times we also, it's jais, reading Quran, carrying on with bayan. If you are giving sabak, it's jais to carry on. But the higher thing is better to stop. So respect of Adhan is so great. But unfortunately, we are very weak in that also. And a person who will reply to Adhan and after that read Durood Sharif and the dua, Hallat lahu shafa'ati, ay wajabat lahu shafa'ati. That's a guarantee he's going to die on Iman. May Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah. Our deen is very easy. And the Hadrat has explained 9 prescriptions to die on Iman. And there are more also, and at least one of them make it compulsory upon us. If we can do all 9, very good. And Maulana Musa Kaji, Alhamdulillah, explains them very well. When sometimes, if you want to, look in Hazrat's Kitab, Kashkoli Ma'arifat, Hazrat has written it there. And there are others also besides the 9. One of them at least try and do regularly. And if we can do more, even better. And so it's not difficult to die on Iman. Everything has been given to us. We are negligent. It's our fault. May Allah Ta'ala open our blind eyes of the heart, inshallah. In this kitab, we read previously about that king, when also that same thing, when it struck him the love of Allah. When that hits a person, but your work is done. Then there is nothing that can stop you. Now you just move and Allah opens the ways. Like we explained of that one person in Bhopal in India, far away from Bombay. He only had 1 rupee. In those days, 1 rupee had more value. And he wanted to make Hajj, 1 rupee. How is he going to make Hajj even in those days? But it came in his heart. That thing just has to make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, put that fire of your love in my heart. Put that fire of love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of Iman, Islam and everything connected with it. Put the whole great love of it into my heart. When that comes, everything. From there, with that 1 rupee, he bought chana. Chickpeas. That was a very common meal which they had, and he, in a bag, and he's carried it, and he's walking to Bombay now. From Bhopal, walking to Bombay, he wanted to go for Hajj, because from Bombay they used to go. But Allah made it such, in most towns he went, people invited him. And he got invited, and his food got done. Finally he reached there, then he went to the captain of the ship, or one of the seniors, and he told him, I also want to go for Hajj, but I got no money. And I'm prepared to any type of work that you give me. So he said, okay, you have to carry this bag, a certain bag, quite heavy. And you're a very thin, weakly person. Carry it up the stairs, then I can give you the job. Then he made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, what was in my hands and power, I did. Now it's for you. So he put it on his back and he ran up the stairs with it. He said, you got the job. And what job? His toilet, his personal toilet, he had to clean it, flush it. Because in the ship, your flushing system is different. You must clean and flush it every day. That was his job. And the balance of the time, he used to read Quran Sharif and very beautiful Quran. Tahajjud time. When this person passed him one day tahajjud, that Quran sound through him. And then he came and he asked him about it, etc. He made him read Kalima. After 2-3 days, then he foretold his friends that this is something very wonderful and I also read the Kalima. So you became Muslim. So he went and asked him, he didn't know he's a Muslim also. Mm-hmm. Say, I'm a Muslim. He said, yeah, you read Kalima, you're a Muslim, finish. Then he went to his wife, told her, you also become Muslim. She refused. Then he said, then we on our separate path. They got off at Jeddah and then they started walking. Allah just opened the doors for them. Now that person, a white man, where that sacrifice in the deserts and all that. But when that comes in the heart. So this king also, Allah put it in his heart. He left his king the middle of the night. And he went and lived in rags, torn and tattered rags. and in the jungles, and he found Allah. Then finally he went out of his country, the borders, he went to Tabuk, and then there the king suspected that he is somebody who is a spy. And when he went to him, Gharas is aashiq e sadiq nikah posh tariq e sultanat ki baat mein na jaane kaisi lazzat thi, that when he spoke to that other king of Tabuk, only Allah knows that this true king here, who had that niqab over his face, and what he whispered, and the words of such people, what effect it has. Ke shah Tabuk par sultanat ki tamam lazzat haram hongi. Now this other king also, he came to find out who is here, somebody who is spying here, and he wants to overthrow me, but the love of Allah hit his heart also. And this is why if we keep company with those who have the love of Allah, it hits our heart also. And then we change also our lives. Sari aish, us lazzat ke saamne hech ho gaye. All the enjoyment of a king, everything at his fingertips and whatever he wants, all types of things, but all that became useless. And in one poem, Hazrat says so beautifully, very fortunate is that person who the dunya has fallen from his eyes. Now, that is a great gift from Allah. You haven't still found akhirat, you haven't found Allah, but just now dunya, the reality that this dunya is nothing to crave after and run after. But unfortunately, so many of us still with songs, film songs, with sports, with cricket, with all these things, it still possesses us so much. Like jadu or jinn possesses you, these things possess us so much. We can't stay without it. But fortunate is that person who at least the dunya has got. And now, at-tajafi anid, anidaril ghurur, that at least if you got, then, well, inabatu ila daril khulud, now towards akhirat your inclination. Well, isti'adat lil maut qabla nuzulihim. اس لذت کے سامنے ہیج ہو گیا اور دل میں عشق الہی کا ایک دریا معجزن ہو گیا. And now the love of Allah, an ocean of the love of Allah came into his heart also. That other king also. اے سوختہ جان پھونگ دیا کیا میرے دل میں. Oh, that person who is burnt out in the love of Allah Ta'ala. What did you blow into my heart? اے شعلہ زن ایک آگ کا دریا میرے دل میں. That a whole fire of the love of Allah is now burning in my heart also. Hazrat Khaja Sahab, that is also Khaja Sahab's poem. Hazrat Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Ali ne apne peer aur murshid Hazrat Hakim ul Ummat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali ki shan mein isi mazmoon ko ajeeb andaaz mein bayan farmaya hai. Khaja Sahab, with regard to his Sheikh and murshid Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he also said a poem similar to this. Jis qalb ki aahon ne dil phoong diye laakho, the heart of that person that has blown that love of Allah in hundreds of thousands of people's hearts. Us qalb mein ya Allah kya aag bhari hogi. In that heart, oh Allah, how much love there must be. Like Hazrat himself, he says in one poem, that from my river of the love of Allah, the river, a darya in Urdu, which means a very big river, not a stream, but a very huge river, that it has gone into so many different, what will we say, channels or whatever, little streams it has gone, but the power of the river hasn't gone less. In other words, Hazrat says that in how many of my murids, this love of mine has gone into them, the love of Allah Ta'ala. But that river, which is still just so strong, it hasn't become weaker in any way whatsoever. Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah. And that is really what a person has to take from his share. Not knowledge really, not amal, that also all comes with. But this is really that ma'rifat. And the more you have the ma'rifat of Allah, the more you get the muhabbat of Allah. And the more you have of that, the more you have the itaat of Allah. And then you have, Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, the reality of iman is, when now you have that ma'rifat of Allah, which will give you the love of Allah, which will force you on automatically on your own, on the obedience of Allah, and turn you away from the disobedience. And this love, when it will come, then in the obedience of Allah, namaz, tilawat, zikr, you will find enjoyment. And in disobedience, you will find it bitter and sour. Like, for example, there is also a different thing. A person is a human, where sometimes he is very tired, very sleepy, he won't enjoy, but his heart enjoys namaz. But now he can't, or he's ill, Because of his illness he can't, now he can't. But that enjoyment is in his heart. Just like a person, for example, who is in Tabligh Jamaat, very much strong. But he's ill, Tabligh Ijtimaa is carrying on his own area. And he's the Amir of the place. But his heart is there. Though he's in bed, he may be in ICU. But his heart is there all the time. So like that Allah will give. And gunas, it will become hated in the person's eyes. Perhaps he will get involved, he'll have to go shopping also. Eyes will fall on other women, perhaps he'll hear music also. But he won't take enjoyment from it. He'll have the hatred for it. That is when that reality of that iman will come. Jis tarah aag ek ghar se dusre ghar mein lag jati hai. Just how fire from it go if it touch the houses. And especially in those days in India, where they had thatch roofs, dry grass. If one house, and all the houses are joined, so all that houses are going to burn. So just like one from one house, the fire goes to the next house. Isi tarah, ishq ki aag bhi ek dil se dusre dil mein muntaqil ho jati. In the same way, this love of Allah goes from one heart to the other heart. That is khana ba khana. This is dil ba dil. That is from house to house that fire. And this fire is from heart to heart. And if we connect our hearts to those people who have this love of Allah, then it comes into us also. Jo aag ki khasiyat hai, wo ishq ki khasiyat. What is the effect of fire is the effect of the love of Allah also. Ek seena ba seena hai, ek khana ba khana. One is from heart to heart, the other one is from house to house. حضرت عارف رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے کہ ایک دل سے دوسرے دل تک مخفی راہیں ہیں. Now in our time it's not difficult to understand, but before explanation which حضرت has given, that مولانا روم رحمت اللہ علیہ said that there are secret connections of one heart to the next heart. Today remote control, we know, we don't see anything happening. You just press a button, you see the gate opening, the gate closing. We don't see anything in between, so it's not difficult to understand. Like that, all hearts also have got connection with one another. Where if you're in good company, that is going to have an effect on you. You're in bad company, that is also going to have an effect on you. Whatever, therefore also, a person when he sees guna, he should not only have the nafrat of it, but he should speak out as much as he can. Advice like in the Haramain Sharifain, photos which are taken when a person doesn't worry, just sees it happening, then afterwards the evil of it goes out of his heart. When he doesn't speak against it, then the evil also becomes dampened. Afterwards the evil goes out. And then if you are not careful, you get involved in the same guna also. If you don't speak about marriage functions where all wrong things happen, then afterwards that evil copying the other nations and extravagance and no parda, all that also becomes dampened in your heart. It doesn't matter, that all that not so important. Then if you have to have a wedding of your son and somebody puts little pressure, you'll also do it. But if you spoke out against it and you made yourself strong, inshallah it won't come to you. So that's very, very important. So this control, which effect of heart to heart, Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi gave one beautiful example. اور اس غیر محسوس اور غیر مبصر دعویٰ کی تفہیم کے لیے ایک عجیب تمثیل محسوسات خارجیہ سے پیش فرماتے ہیں. And he gives an example from outside simple things that we can understand how hearts have connection with one another also. Today it's very easy to understand, but in those days. The example he gives, فرماتے کہ ایک دل سے دوسرے دل تک خفیہ راستوں کو اس مثال سے سمجھو کہ مٹی کے دو چراغ دیے اگر جلا دیے جائے تو ان دونوں چراغوں کے اجسام تو الگ الگ ہے لیکن ان کی روشنی فضا میں مخلوط ہے. Like two lamps, lanterns you have. You light them. The little light here, little light here. These lights are separate. But when that light goes in the atmosphere, it is one light. Now you can't define and say this light is from this lantern and this light is from this lantern. Now they have mixed. So just like that, what is in the one heart, it also goes into that atmosphere. And it mixes with what is in there. If you go in a bad way, you just start watching TV. We sit with people who watch TV. In fact, if you sit with people who sell drugs, you don't sell drugs, you don't buy drugs, you don't indulge in drugs, but you're mixing with them. you'll be also, accusation will come on you. You also are a strong suspect. And when you don't, it can happen that you also start selling drugs or buying drugs or whatever else it may be. Whichever environment you are in, you get caught up in. How many students tell us, good boys came, but with smokers they kept company, they became smokers. What boys who are watching porn, they started watching. So it's very, very important. So if you keep company with the right people, the right things will come in us. And for us, how many of us, we are forced by our work, we have to earn our rosy at our workplace, we are still mixing with women all the time, we are talking all the time, people with evil thoughts also come there, all those things. So it's more important we give time for our cleansing. A person who just goes, is an office worker, even perhaps if he doesn't bath every day, it won't be a problem. But a person who's working in a workshop, a mechanic, if he doesn't bath every day, what's going to happen? So where you get more polluted, you'll have to cleanse yourself, you'll have to take more care to cleanse yourself. In chiragon ki roshni mein koi hadd fasil nahi hogi ke ye roshni fula chirag ke hai ya fula ke. Isi mazmoon ke ajsam bhi alag alag hote hai. Isi tarah, in this way also mu'mineen ke ajsam, the bodies of the mu'mineen are separate. Lekin jab baham majalisat hote, when they sit together as we are sitting now, everyone got his iman. Somebody is the light, strong iman, somebody is weak iman. But by sitting together, this whole iman has made one environment here. And that affects everyone. Everyone is affected by that environment here. To inke dilo ke anwar us fizae majlis mein ek ho jate hain. So their hearts also, somebody might be having 15 watt glow, somebody 5000 watt glow. But in the atmosphere, when that light goes, you can't say this belongs to the 15 watt, this belongs to the 5000. And all who are sitting, now with that 5,000, 2,000, 1,000, all added up comes to 15,000, for example. Now even the 5,000 who had the strongest iman, he also benefits from that. Because now he's benefiting from 15,000 watt light. Especially you see the lights of the haram, it's day at night also there. There is no night there, it's day. How dot light? So all that, everyone benefits from all that light. But you can't say I'm benefiting from this light or that light. Yani tafarruq aqsam ke sath tafarruq anwar nahi hota. That if though the bodies are still separate, but the noor is one noor that is created. And of course, when people sit for this, then Allah's rahmat that comes, that's again separate. This is the noor of the mu'mineen. And that is why we are also encouraged very strongly to make namaz with jamaat. With jamaat, all the people who come, and if there are pious people in the jamaat, then also, how lot of noor comes in that place. May Allah bless us with all these realities, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, next week, from tomorrow night actually, the Isha time will be changing. So at 7:30 will be the Adhan, and 7:45 will be Jamaat. So inshallah, keep this in mind when we are coming. 7:45 will be the Isha Jamaat. Jazak.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت ولا إله غيرك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشائخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله